I'm gonna do it. I'm really gonna do it. Unironically, I'm gonna talk about how the iPhone times Bluetooth keyboard use issue is a class issue. It's not that complicated. It involves basically us acknowledging that the iPad, even 11 years, 2010, after its introduction, is basically a toy, definitively. It's the flagship for iOS, now iPadOS. That's the big issue. Of course, there are public use iPads in education. That's not what I'm talking about. None of my peers, even the wealthier among my peers, has a premium tablet, or certainly not an iPad. My brother-in-law has an iPad Pro, but he's a visual artist. In his case, I don't even know if I shouldn't really comment on the iPad Pro because I haven't spent enough time with one. But I'm trying to think of students, even like middle class, upper middle class, college students, they have a MacBook Pro and they have an iPhone maybe, right? A smartphone and a premium laptop. That's like, there is no essential use case that you can toss an iPad in to fill. And I'm sorry, this is going to be somewhat contentious, but like all the Apple adjacent media that I've been following and engaging with and gotten to know, the Mac Stories guys, Matthew Gassanelli, Snell, Gruber. When I say gotten to know, not all of these people have directly engaged with me. There's a span. All these dudes have iPads and they're all, I don't know, I wouldn't, let's not, like Matthew Gassanelli, that's just about it, like as justified, considering he's single-handedly documenting Siri shortcuts, that he doesn't count. But basically everybody, like, they're all rich white dudes, right? Basically, rich techie white guys. And when I think of iPad, well, for one thing, like, really, I think we can give credit to Federico Vittici. Like, I mean, when I think of iPad, especially iPad Pro, I really do just think of Federico. And I feel like I that was a dynamic present in my thoughts before I actually like identified Federico by name. I feel like I associated Mac Stories with, like, for years at, like, hey, isn't that the guy that like ditched desktop class hardware for a iPad Pro to work? Anyway, but I mean, ultimately it's a toy. I really wish that I could find an example of, I don't hang out with anyone. I certainly don't know any like affluent Gen Xers anymore, or like spend any time around any of them anymore. So I just don't know anyone locally or within my family that has an iPad. Of course, there are, like, this doesn't include like the 7-year-old iPad Mini or my mom's iPad Air 2, which, yeah, I've talked about that before. Anyway. When iPadOS was split off from iOS, this is the origin of the issue. This is the origin of the issue that basically that I'm trying to address with my huge Bluetooth keyboard process, okay? Basically, when iPadOS split off from iOS, it took with it, this is ridiculous considering that we're talking about digital documentation, but literally, you literally think of it, it took all the Bluetooth keyboard shortcut integration documentation, user-facing documentation especially, with it. On an iPad, you can go into any app and hold down the command key on a Bluetooth keyboard, and it will show you, an interface will pop up, and it will show you a list of commands. On iPhone, that doesn't happen. And there are a lot of other things that are just omitted from, and I wish that I could, maybe one day I will actually find the decision process, find the memo where they decided to omit things like that, and even things like command tab for app switching in the regular mode, not in full keyboard access, just a whole nother issue. I want to find the document or a transcript or something. Find the men, I guess that's sexist, find the human beings at Apple who decided to diverge those features. And why? Because, well, I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, so what remains of user-facing documentation for the iPhone specifically, and it's support of Bluetooth keyboard shortcuts, is like a document called Using Magic Keyboard with the iPhone. Wow, I should be able to quote that at this point. And that's basically it. There are a few other references you'll find. I'm not even going to talk about the quote-unquote conversation I had with an anonymous framework engineer at Apple. I still haven't decided how to reply to that. But anyway, so I understand that, well, okay, also, the iPad Pro was launched that was the first time, like, it was launched parallel to the smart keyboard for iPad, which was the first, I mean, it's that janky-ass half-case, half-stand, not half case, half stand, half Bluetooth keyboard. As I noted, I actually nailed a really great line in the preface today, where it's just like, it's almost as if even Apple couldn't abide by including the word Pro in a product name without immediately having, like, showing the availability of a physical keyboard with that. It's very strange, I mean, for the use of the word Pro at all. I think the majority of people, which this isn't necessarily unreasonable, that was the first moment that iPadOS, that this operating system supported Bluetooth keyboard shortcuts. Supported Bluetooth keyboard integration at all. Because Apple said, right, and they have the pictures, the power of it appearing in the pictures, which iPhone will never, ever appear in any Apple official media tethered to a Bluetooth keyboard. Ever. The day that happens, wow, I will literally declare it a holiday. By then, we'll surely be a full nonprofit organization around. But, and so that's the narrative around this operating system and Bluetooth keyboards. And it just kind of took off in that direction. And, again, not entirely unreasonable. I'm not there, you know, even if there are only two dozen of us who regularly use physical keyboards with our iPhones, Apple's the biggest and most valuable company in the history of the world, they need to document it, okay? And Safari's keyboard shortcuts are getting actively changed between iOS dev beta releases. Somebody is developing actively on iPhone's Bluetooth keyboard shortcut support, okay? But there are there's no documentation of it. And I mean, honestly, yeah, using a keyboard with your iPad, that's cool. You know, Federico is demonstrating how it can be a professional machine. But honestly, for the vast majority of iPad users, I bet it's just, for one thing, I bet it sits around on an end table somewhere and doesn't get used most of the time. Or it's just for browsing the web, and you bought the keyboard attachment, you probably don't even use it. You probably pick it up with the fucking, you pick the iPad up with the keyboard, but and end up tapping it out with your thumbs instead of actually using the keyboard. It's inadvertent, of course, but one of those products, the iPhone, this is a ridiculous stretch, considering it is a premium smartphone, okay? But not all iPhone models are premium products. The SE, the C. What I'm saying is these are tools for people, essential tools for students, for like reporters. And in that sense, I mean, I would wager with zero data that the average Bluetooth keyboard with iPhone user is using it for quote unquote professional applications or like writing essays for school. And I would argue that the majority of the iPad's equivalent is probably screwing around or not being used at all. I mean, I could have just said basically iPad toy, iPhone toy for me, toy for a lot of us, but genuine tool, genuine essential device in the day-to-day lives of a lot of people. And yeah.